Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, it's Saturday. That means it's time to hear another show from the Off-Menu
bonus.
Live tour. This was recorded in Bristol. It was the first night of our residency at the Bristol Hippodrome.
Yes, first of two.
11th of October, 2023. There'll be callbacks to the first half. Don't worry about that. Secret ingredient was chicken sandwich paste. But most importantly, our special guest was the amazing Susan Wilcomer.
The first of three? Like, of the, when we were doing this tour,
yes.
A series of Taskmaster was on, Susan was on. And we got three people from that series on the tour. And what a joy that was.
What a joy that was, because it was in real time people being excited to see them while they were concurrently watching Taskmaster.
It was an honour.
It was a true honour. And this is a fantastic episode with Susan. Let's just play it. You're going to love it.
Here we go. Susan Wilcomer in Bristol.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the potatoes of humour, boiling them in the water of the internet, grabbing the masher of friendship, mashing it three times, going, oh, that looks lumpy and tasteless, and then getting that magical, gloopy, frozen stuff instead, and that's the podcast.
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. Together we own a dream restaurant, and every week we ask a guest their favourite ever start, a main course, side dish, dessert, and drink. Not in that order. And
literally on your T-shirt. It's on your fucking T-shirt.
This week, our guest is...
Susan Wilcomer! Very, very excited to have Susan on the podcast. She is a wonderful actor. She is currently on the current season of Taskmaster.
Very excited.
And being absolutely brilliant on it as well. So we're looking forward to chatting to her. We already know what the secret ingredient is.
Yes. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. If it comes up on her menu, I will be surprised.
Shocked.
Should we crack on, James?
Yes.
Without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of Susan Wilcomer. There we are. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my God, it's so many of you.
Can I just say, I've never seen James Acaster do an air kiss before.
To be honest, I sort of forced you.
Yes.
That was pure force.
I nailed it, though.
Well, I'll talk you through what he actually did. And with an air kiss, it's traditional to make a kissing, because, you know, it's part air kiss.
Yeah.
James didn't do that. He just went...
Yeah.
That's how I kiss, though.
I thought so. Yeah. Of course. Just yeah. Dead behind the eyes.
Yeah.
No puckering.
I can vouch for that.
And now I can. Thank you.
Welcome to the Dream Restaurant, Susan.
Thank you.
Very excited to have you here. Now, James.
Sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Just remembered
thank you.
That. Just sat down straight
this
away.
This is the main reason why I said yes to this.
Yes.
Okay, do I look away? What did I do?
Yeah. So, I mean... Yeah, exciting. I mean, feel free. We can either get the audience to rub the lamp with their minds.
Oh.
Or if you would like to get up and rub the lamp, that's also welcomed.
Okay. Could we do a hybrid of both?
Do you mean?
So I rub and then everyone uses their eyes as well to get extra rubbish.
Yes, absolutely.
Rubbish.
We can do a hybrid for extra rubbish. Yes.
Excellent. Okay, here we go. I'm going to rub here. Is everyone rubbing with their eyes? Okay, let's go.
Welcome, Susan Wakaima, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
What an entrance. He's not jumped that far across the stage
yet. That was mega.
That was good, right?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was
because my confidence was up from all the air kissing I did earlier.
It'll do that.
Yeah,
give you confidence. That's magical.
Is this your first genie that you've met?
Yes, it is the very first genie. You haven't disappointed.
Thank you.
You don't have a wispy beard.
No, no.
You don't.
No.
But that's all right.
I was told you didn't like that. I normally have a wispy beard.
Where are you getting all this information? It's correct.
Well, Susan sent quite a long list of demands when we booked her.
I did not. No, I did.
Well, okay. All I'm saying is, Susan, we're doing 15 tour dates. It's 15 different guests. And you're the only one who specifically asked for Prosecco on their rider.
No, okay.
They respect her.
Now they like it, though.
Yes,
so you're in a tricky position here.
I know. Now, do I deny this fact or do I embrace it? Thank you, Bristol. Yes, I did ask for a bottle of Prosecco. Thank you very much. Yeah, I did. Yeah, damn right. And you know what? I've got a glass right now. Cheers, Bristol. down in one. I'm really confident about that now. Thank you. I did ask for a bottle,
yeah.
I did, yeah.
It's because we went to your people and said, would Susan like anything specific on her rider? And you panicked and said, water, fruit, and then put...
I said, my publicist, which is very bougie, but you know what? I was working class, so I've earned it. So it's... I've earned it now. And she was like, what would you like? And I don't normally know what to say with that. So I just went, tea, ? Fruit, ? Prosecco, ? And I know that she sent all those three things without the ? As in, like, these are the things that she must have. And then you've ribbed me about it for the last couple of hours. So,
All day.
All day. All day. But no, I'm very proud.
But you brought us a glass of your Prosecco
I
each
did.
Before the show started.
I knew you weren't going to drink it, though.
We drank it.
Did you?
Yeah, we drank it and then sat there for 10 minutes going, that was a fucking terrible idea.
I'm drunk right now.
That's why
I jumped in the pit.
Amazing.
Would you call yourself a foodie, Susan?
Only so much that I love food. I love going to restaurants. If I could, I would dress up like with a lace like visor, like they do at funerals, with a feather boa, with like loads of rings from all my dead husbands, and like go and like sit in a corner of a fancy restaurant and eat and dine. Like that's how I'm a foodie. But me, like person, I know I've thought about it.
You'd be amazed how often we get that answer.
Yeah. But I just love the drama of eating out. Like, you know, I really take my time with it. But in terms of me cooking, no, thank you. That's not what I do.
I guess I'd like to know how many dead husbands want the names of the guy. How many dead husbands are we talking?
I think by that, if you're going to dine on your own in that kind of extravagant way, you need at least four, I think.
Yeah.
You need four. Mm. And one of them you've had to divorce and remarry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you've earned it.
Yeah.
Then you've earned dining out on your own.
That's swanky.
Yeah. So you divorce them, remarry them.
This isn't true, by the way.
No.
Just so you know.
No, these are just your plans, apparently.
This is my plans. These are my future plans.
Did they die in suspicious circumstances, would you say?
Two of them did. You've got to balance it out. Like, yeah. Two of them who were very old, so everyone saw it coming.
Yeah.
And then two of them is a bit, you know. But like, one's my age, and then one's like a toy boy.
Yeah.
But like, not too toy. I am very young, 35. But yeah, and then one's like, yeah, suspicious off a boat or something.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you're trying to like pretend like you're making up on the spot then. You're like, I don't know, just like off a boat or something like that. Yeah, Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, I've thought about it a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Well, we always start with still or sparkling water. So mm-hmm. Do you have a preference?
I do. And it has to be sparkling water.
Ooh.
Right?
Popular in Bristol.
Oh my God, are we going to start a fight, Bristol? Yes.
The sparkling people very quickly got on board.
Yeah.
And then the still people went, hang on, we need to add our voices in.
Everyone realised it was too much on sparkling. But my thinking behind that is I can't... The idea of parting with money for still water, which you can get from a tap, is weird. Mm-hmm. But sparkling water... I remember the first time I got offered sparkling water at, like, a... I don't know, it probably was at, like, a Wagamama's or something. And I was like, oh, that's quite posh, isn't it? It's like sexy water. Yeah. I was like, I will part with money for that. But if it's still water, you just get tap water. That's my thinking behind it.
How did the veil and all the rings go down in Wagamama? Do you have to share a table with a bunch of strangers?
That's the thing with Wagamama. You can't get your own table. It was like a row of school kids just me mourning my husband at 19.
Hello, children.
A family trying to have a meal. You're there.
He was pushed off a boat. I wasn't there. I didn't see what happened.
Eating your bang bang cauliflower.
Trying to hold the chopsticks. You got too many rings on.
Clang, 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 clang.
So you want sparkling water. Do you want anything in it?
Maybe a slice of lemon.
Yeah.
A little slice of lemon bobbing around in that tumbler.
Slice, not a wedge.
No, not a wedge. Why a wedge?
Hey, some people like wedges, though.
I don't like a wedge.
They can squeeze them and get a bit more juice.
No. The thing is with... For me, the thing is with like a slice of lime or lemon, it's purely decorative. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah.
If you're squeezing it out like a monster, you get it all over your fingers, and then what do? You sort of lick it off and you put it on the napkin. Weird. It's purely decorative. It's bobbing around. It looks lovely. It makes you look a bit posher. It's fine. Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
Well, we can give you a lemon finger bowl if you want. Some people
that
like
that was
a lemon
on my rider
bowl.
And you didn't have it in my dressing room.
Lovely idea of that.
Yeah.
Squeezing a lemon. I've got water and lemon on my fingers. Excuse me. Can I have a finger bowl, please? A lemon and water, please. Thank you. Ah. Excuse me. You, the one who did the doodle on my tablecloth.
Excuse me, all my rings have fallen off.
Yeah. We lost them in there. Put them back on for me. That's a lemon.
All this water's reminding me of the death of my third husband.
He loved lemons. It's what he screamed as he fell into the water.
Hello, Mama!
Lemon! Pop up back! Pop up on back, Susan McCartney! Pop up on back!
Yeah.
Ready for that. Jesus, you're good.
Got you.
Best jump of the tour, to be fair, so far.
That proper shit me up. Oh, my God.
You were riding high on I Love Lemons.
Nothing from Matthew Bainton last night. He didn't move an inch.
Did he move an inch?
But that guy's a ghost. He's used to scares.
You can't scare a ghost, man.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll answer it now. Bread. Bread, 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 bread,
bread, bread, bread, bread,
bread, bread, bread, warm, warm, soft bread. We don't want anything too hard. And also, you need really, like, creamy, like, almost melted butter on it. You don't want to be shagging around, like, trying to warm it up and... Wait. You know what you do when you shag around trying to...
I do know what you mean, what you're going for. I've just never heard that used in that context.
Yeah, you know, when you're shagging, when you're trying to achieve something, so you're just putting it around, trying to achieve your softer butter. Fucking hell.
I hate that you're realising this in front of an audience of 2,000 people, but I think you've been using that term wrong.
A lot of people are going to have different opinions of you over the years. Sorry, I was shagging around at the airport.
So the post office shagging around.
Customs shagging around.
Is that the GP shagging around? Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. A lot of things are going through my mind right now. A lot of conversations. But yes, I love creamy butter. Yeah. I haven't shagged. Yeah. Fucking and warm bread. But do you know what, actually, what I really love? If you go to a really, like, bougie place, I love when they give you, like, a basket of bread and there's a variety of different mm-hmm. breads rather than just, like, this is the only bread, dip it in that oil, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I love the surprise of going, ooh, that's quite nice. And I love... What I really love as a starter is, like... fruit bread, like a bit of raisins in it, just to mix it a bit.
Oh,
how do we feel? What?
It's controversial.
Oh my God, I will shag every one of you. Outside, kit off, now.
Just
yeah,
use
oh my
it for
God,
everything.
What the hell? Like, no, right? No, I'm sticking with that. That's a hill I'm going to die on.
Yeah.
You got to stick by what you believe. But yeah, not popular here in Bristol.
Not popular.
Like the fruit bread here.
Fruit
in
bread.
No, just a little bit. Not like I'm not talking excessive amount of raisins. Just a little bit dotted around.
I like those breads. I like the raisin breads. Yeah. I know what you mean.
And also, if it's part of a selection, it's only a small little bit. It's only a small wedge. There
small
we go.
Little wedge. Oh, you got the wedges back on.
Got it back on. I like them now.
Will you toast it though? With raisin bread. I like it to be toasted.
Not if you're about to have like three courses. Have I lost you?
Why is toasting it an issue if you're about to have three courses?
I don't know. Doesn't it just make it denser?
Hmm.
You're about to have three courses and then someone gives you toast, essentially.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't you think that toast is dense? It's just me. Oh my God, I'm realizing a lot.
I guess, but if someone gives you bread, it's the same, isn't
it?
Nah, but if it's a little... Nah, because if you hold a slice of bread and then you hold a slice of toast, do this when you get home, the toast is heavier.
Mm. Is this another problem with your vocabulary here?
No, it isn't.
Have you been mistaking the word heavier for the word hotter and getting them...
No, go home and try it. A slice of bread, untoasted, toasted. The toasted one is heavier.
Susan, it's going to be late by the time the show's finished. I can't go home and start shagging the toaster.
Also, you know, I think, what, were we three episodes into the latest series of Taskmaster?
Yeah.
And I feel bad that this audience already know who's not going to win.
It's a hill I'm going to die on. And also, like, if you've watched the first three, you know I'm not going to fucking win. Jesus.
The toast is heavier than bread.
Yes, that's what we've learned from this discussion. Okay.
So on this bread assortment you've got, though,
yes.
You want some raisin bread?
Yes.
And?
You got to have sourdough. Everyone's mad about sourdough, but I'm not really. It's scratchy in your mouth. It's a bit much. You're making me doubt everything I said.
No, it's just, I can feel the audience. You said fruit bread, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you said, I don't like sourdough, and I think people left. I know.
Oh, yeah, because everyone was doing... I was about to use another word out of term. Oh, God. Because everyone was doing that at lockdown, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, making sourdough. Yeah. I wasn't...
No, not yet. What did you do in lockdown?
What was I doing in lockdown?
Yeah.
Crying. Surviving. Watched a lot of Normal People again and again. To see a naked man. And the art.
I found loads of websites with naked men on it.
Are they?
Yeah, I had to watch Normal People.
Oh, have you frequented them?
Yeah.
I know, but no, sometimes you want to see them in kind of like, not in, you don't want to see like the actual.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I mean. You don't want to see like the actual, you just want to see like the suggestion of it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because there was lockdowns, you couldn't, you know, go and hang around the M&S changing rooms.
So you had best to watch... place to see a suggestion.
is the suggestion. I'm only here for the suggestion. Relax. Not going to peek behind the curtain.
Not a monster.
Do you shine your phone torch from behind it so I can see it on the curtain?
Oh, Mr. Mescal. So you got sourdough, you got raisin bread.
Yeah, and just like some seeded. You know when it's like loads of seed, like.
Yeah, I like those.
Do you?
I like them. No, you don't like them?
No. Well, do you know what happened?
A bit of fluff just fell down from the ceiling. Nearly went in your glass. That was the most dramatic thing that's ever happened in the podcast. That would have ruined that Prosecco.
That would have
ruined
it.
I know we would have got a very angry email from your publicist.
I would have drank that. I would have downed that.
Good on you. Sorry.
And so, like, heavily seeded bread I'm not a fan of because once I was in Maidavale, and I don't know why Maidavale is specific. I just don't like Maidavale after this, but I got some seeded bread with something on it. I think I had, like, salmon on it, and I bit it, and it cracked my tooth. And it's the first, like, filling I ever had to have at the age of 28.
Yeah.
I absolutely smashed it. Until then, I was like, look at my teeth, boom. And then I had that, and it was fucked. So don't like seeded bread, don't fuck with it, no.
I had my first filling a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
First one ever, 38.
Well done.
And the guy said, the week before, he'd been looking at my mouth, and he was a dentist. Yeah.
He was just looking at the outline of your lips, going,
He's my new dentist.
Okay, sure.
And
sure.
And he was like, I think we're going to have to give you a fill-in, which is a shame, because at the minute you've got what we call a virgin mouth.
Okay. Are you sure this guy was a dentist? Where was he looking at your mouth?
What? Yeah.
What was the location of...
M&S changing room.
Yeah, where was in a
dental surgery. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was laying on the chair.
Virgin mouth. Is that what
he said? That's what we call this. You got a virgin mouth.
Gorgeous. That's so lovely.
Yeah. But he said, so I've got to deflower it. I've got to give it a filling.
Were you really nervous before the filling?
Yes, I was.
Did you ask him if it was going to hurt?
Yes.
This feels suddenly really sensual to be sat in the middle of this.
He had to ask my father's permission.
But it is, like, when you've never had one before, it is a kind of big deal, isn't it? And someone's just rummaging around in your mouth.
Yeah, you just feel a little bit like, oh.
It's a bit tuggy and, yeah.
Just in case you're wondering, I was 11 when I lost my mouth virginity.
Some people mature faster than others. It's cool, mate. Good on you. Let's get into your menu proper, Susan. Your dream starter.
My dream starter for me. A little bit hysterical. My dream starter would be... Okay, I feel like I automatically... I'm going to lose you, Bristol, but don't worry, I'll see you outside for a shack. So it is oysters. All right. I love oysters. I love rock oysters because you can get them throughout the year. I like them nice and big, meaty. Why does it all sound dirty? But like I like an oyster that you can really chew on. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a good bit of meat. What? What, Ed?
Yeah, don't look at him.
As soon as you say, why does everything sound dirty, and then you look me right in the eye and go, I like one I can chew on.
Yeah. You pitched that at the wrong guy.
Yeah, I did.
Would have gone right over my head if you said that.
I looked you dead in the eye. I'm so sorry. But, no, I love oysters. But the thing is, when I order oysters, what I hate is, like, when I'm out with a friend, I never order the amount of oysters that I actually want. Mm. So the polite amount is like 3 oysters or 2 oysters. I want 6. I want 7. Yeah. I want 8 because I'm a pig, right? So I'll be like, yes, thank you. So I'll be out with a mate and I'll be like, oh, they'll be like, oh, how many oysters do you want? And I'll go, 6. And then my friend will be like, yeah, 3 and 3. And the rage I feel under my skin where I'm just like, pick your fucking own one. So I just, my dream starter would be oysters, but as many as I effing want.
Yeah.
Meaty, juicy oysters. That's me looking dead in the eye.
Yeah.
That would be my...
Yeah. What's the like collective noun for a group of oysters? What's the...
Oysto?
Like, yeah, there's like a murder of crows and a gaggle of geese and stuff.
Does anyone know?
A crew?
A crew of oysters.
Crew of oysters. Can anyone Google it?
A cloister of oysters.
Please let it be a cloister of oysters.
A cloister of oysters.
Do they hang out together, though? Oh, there you go. A bed.
A bed of oysters.
A bed of oysters.
Mm, I think cloister's better.
I think we'll go with cloisters.
A bed of oysters.
But that makes sense, because they're an aphrodisiac. So, like, a bed.
Yeah.
A bed of oysters. Hello. You know.
Oh, that would explain. Just as I was going under the anaesthetic, I saw the dentist with a shucking some oysters. I just drifted away.
Into that virgin mouth.
Yeah, he was doing the shallots and everything. Yeah.
Opening them with one of his drills.
Yeah. Watching Suella Braverman's speed awareness course. Are we talking the shallots and with the vinegar or the Tabasco? What do you have on
it? A bit of vinegar, but lots of Tabasco. I am a saucy. I love a sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell. I love. So I am. Yes. Thank you. Tabasco. Lots and lots of Tabasco. Not too much vinegar. I don't want to sort of play. I don't want to play with the pH balance of the oyster.
Yeah.
Okay, I've said it now. that's what I meant. So yeah, loads of Tabasco, little bit of vinegar, shook it, down it.
Lemon?
Yeah, a little bit, little spritz. A wedge is allowed now.
But now we're bringing in the wedges.
Now we're bringing in the wedges.
Play. Wedges are in play now.
Yeah, they're in play now. They've been tagged in. Yeah.
Do you want them presented on a bed of crushed ice?
Yeah, now this. Yes. Because... I do, like I said, I like the drama of eating out and crushed ice. That's very dramatic. But then sometimes I'm just like, oh, just bring them to me. Do you know what I mean? When they're just, and it's icy, and then I'm like, I just want it in my mouth. Anyway, I'm
so
impatient.
What would be the quickest way for you? Then what would you want them to be presented on?
I would want it to be presented by somebody just shooking them straight into my mouth.
What if we presented them on like a ruler? so we shucked them for you.
Yeah.
We put the oysters on the ruler.
Yeah.
We put the right amount of Tabasco on, and you can just, and then they all go down
on a ruler.
Yeah, like a school ruler.
Yeah.
And then they just all slide down in a queue. When
30 centimeter shatterproof.
Okay, thank you. That's actually what I was asking for.
Yeah, sorry. 30 centimeter shatterproof. Yes.
Yes, thank you. Yes. Completely adequate, I would do that. Yeah, yeah.
You'd do that.
Not one of those bendy rulers that some kids have.
Fuck no.
Oh my
God.
Then you hold the oysters up and they all just slip off the end.
Those rulers, and like, every time you want to do a straight line, there's always a little hump at the little foldy bit. Pisses me off.
And they use them as weapons. Fucking Joe hit me with a bendy ruler.
How do you use them? Like,
bam.
Oh, you just yeah.
Yeah.
No, we were using compasses and, yeah.
Oh, those kids. We had compass kids as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's compass kids in every school.
Joan was a rare beast, though, wasn't he?
Joan meant to be my friend. Thought
what
it was funny.
Happened?
Well, he just had a bare arm and he had his bendy ruler in his hand. He's not made of stone. Got me. I was like, that fucking kills. And we fell out for a whole day.
Aww.
I had a mark on my arm. As I said, the other kids tell Joan if he wants to hit people with his bendy ruler, then they're not going to be his friend.
The least cool kid of all time. No wonder you had a virgin mouth.
I have to say, that is so me as a kid. Like, go and tell Sarah that I'm not going to be her friend because she was mean to me and I won't be her friend until 12 o'clock, but then after 12 o'clock, I will resume being her friend. Please tell her now. Idiot. Like,
it's all swell. Great. The kid delivering the message. Yeah. They're having a great day.
The
kid delivering the message is like brilliant. I get to be amongst all the drama, but have none of the actual. No one's pissed off with me.
So, do you want the oysters on a ruler? Or
I can't say no to whatever the fuck that. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh no, you suggested someone comes over and is shucking them just straight into your mouth. Just
that would be ideal. But I'm not a monster as well. So like, I'll have it on the ruler.
You could be a monster.
I don't want to be impolite, so I will have them off a 30 centimeter shatterproof ruler.
So I'll have them off the ruler.
Do you want someone to lift your veil as well for all this? Because, like, you're eating...
Oh, yes, I forgot about the veil.
So the veil will need to be...
Oh, yes, because I'm dressed like I'm going to a funeral. Yeah, that would be ideal if someone just did that. But I could do that.
You can do it, and then they can shuck them into your mouth.
I'm not a total diva.
So you lift the veil, then someone shucks them. Are you catching them?
In my mouth?
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah.
So this is like they're feeding a seal at this point.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I want to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on solid ground now.
Okay.
You're teed up good for your dream main course.
Yes, right.
What are we talking?
So I went to a restaurant in Florence, Firenze, Italy, and, you know. the fuck was that? That was French. Anyway. And there's this restaurant called...
I don't think it was French either, but...
Mate.
There's been a lot of good accent work tonight. That's embarrassing.
So I went to a restaurant called Paoli, and they had... So my friend Claudia, she's half Italian, and she was going through a breakup, and she was out there for, like, 3 months, and she was like, OK, we're going to go to this place, and the pasta here is sensational. You're going to cry. You're going to cry because it's that good. But all it is just truffle pasta, just spaghetti with cheese, truffle. It's going to be great. I was like, that sounds... We're in Florence. Firenze. And I was like, no, I want something a bit adventurous. She was like, no. So you go in, you sit down, you order, and what they do is they have this big vat of spaghetti and they cook it in front of you, and there's fire, and it's a whole thing, and everyone's there with their camera phones like, ooh, and the person who's like serving it up looks so fucking over it. They don't give a shit. And we're like, ooh, what exciting. It's like fire and fire. They plate it up, and honestly, it was so... good. I actually cried. I've got video footage of me crying. And I ordered 3 plates. And it was so truffle pasta. Just truffle pasta is like my dream main. I love a cheesy pasta, strong smelling pasta.
Sounds amazing.
So there is that, but my other main is...
Hang on.
Wait.
Slip that by us.
Wait, why?
I've got loads of questions about the first thing.
Okay, go on then.
Yeah, tell me everything about the breakup, first of all.
How's Claudia doing now?
Yeah, and also, when she said, honestly, eat this, you'll cry, was she saying that about a lot of things at that point?
First, I had that yesterday and I cried.
Yeah. Good, sit down in this chair, you'll cry. Yeah.
Wait till you see this pigeon, you're going to cry.
No, she's all right. She's doing really well now.
Good.
That was like over a year ago. We're good. We're past it. And she was being honest about it being that good you'll cry, because I wasn't going through a breakup. I was fine.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, you're going to cry. I was like you guys. I was like, sure.
Sure, Claudia.
Sure. I'll cry with you if that's what you need. And then it was, I will do that. I will squeeze one out. And then I ate it and it just...
Learn to use phrases, mate.
Every phrase is wrong.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Thought you were being comforting. She was absolutely baffled by that. If that's what you need, mate, I will squeeze one out for you.
Yeah. Anytime you need me to beat one off, I'll do it.
I mean, I'll squeeze a tear.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't anyone else use that? Like,
no, do you know why we use it? It means I'm going to take a shit. That's what it means.
No, I use that all the time.
Yep.
Now you're going to squeeze, like, you know, oh, I'm really sad. So you're like squeezing one out.
Yeah, oh, that's what I look like.
Yeah. So I did a shit in this restaurant and the truffle pasta was amazing. It was beautiful. It was
does
unbelievable.
Sound very, very good.
Yeah.
But there's another... Now... Are you saying there's a contender against
yes.
it, or you want both? What are you?
No, a contender.
Okay, let's hear it. But
yeah, okay.
We might be able to help you here.
We might be able to help you out.
We might be able to help you here with a loophole. But go for it.
Okay, as in like you're going to help me decide.
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday,
yeah,
and on another episode of the podcast,
yeah,
people have employed a little hack and had a pasta course before their main course. So if this next one is not a pasta course, you can have both.
You let me have both.
So you can have a pasta course and then you can have a main course.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
So you can get both.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And because that sounded so good, that pasta course,
yeah.
I want you
sick.
Not to have it.
Okay, should I do it? Cool. I'll squeeze another one out.
So. I was going to ask what you've been eating, but we're hearing it, so.
Okay, so it's not a pasta course. So the other course is... So AJ Adudu, she mentioned ogbono soup, which is a Nigerian dish. Well, it's soup, but it's a stew. Anyway, it's part of, like, a cluster of soups, and they're called, like, draw soups. So, like, they're really thick and stringy, and you can make them with lots of, like, fish and meat, any sort of assorted meat, whatever you like. So I heard that she did that.
Mm.
I don't like... This is... I'm probably going to get beaten up after this. This is dicey stuff. So I don't like ogbono soup. I like okra soup, which is another... It's in the family of draw soups. So it's made with okra, or okra, if you're American. That was terrible as well. Can I not act? Anyway.
All this RADA training.
So the pods of okra, which is actually a fruit. Didn't know that. But you cook it like it's a vegetable. And if you know, like, what gumbo is, does anyone know what gumbo is? It's basically that. But the thing is, to get the stringy texture, you have to chop the okra really, 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 really small. And it's super spicy, and it tastes like... it's like sweet but creamy but grassy. You've got spinach in there. It looks beautiful. Like, it's really, really gorgeous to look at. And my mum was just king of making that. All throughout my childhood. And what you normally do is that you have like a kind of pounded like root vegetable that you would dip in and you would eat it and use your hands. But now that I'm a grown up, I don't do that. I just use a spoon because it's too much. And you get too full if you're doing that. So my very first boyfriend was like from Tunbridge Wells. And...
any of those details relevant
yeah.
to the story?
Not at all.
Tunbridge Wells and just narrowing
well,
it down.
I know. Do you know what? The reason why I mention that is because he's so far away from what I prepared
right.
him. There we go. So he's from Tunbridge Wells and he's like, Suze, why don't you cook me? Why don't you cook me one of your? That's not how he talks. That's,
go on.
So why don't you cook me one of your home dishes from Nigeria? I can't. I've said I don't fucking like cooking. Yeah. Like eating. I like food being prepared to me, wearing a feather boa and a visor. Anyway, so
he sounds like a great guy, by the way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's
awful. Absolutely yeah. awful man.
Why don't you cook me one of your home dishes from Nigeria?
Why don't you cook me one of your funny little spicy things? That's the vibe I got.
Yeah, yeah, that's the vibe I get from this Tumber Dwells motherfucker.
No, I was talking... No, as I'm doing now, I was talking about how much I love okra soup. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I'd love to taste it.
Yeah.
And I was like... 4 years.
4 years?
4 years. And so I was like, right, cool, I'm gonna do that. So I'd made two mistakes. First one was that I didn't chop the okra thin enough. It was too thick. So when it's too thick, you don't get the stringiness, which is the main event. It's the main event. So when he had it, he was like, this ain't anything like you said. So I failed there.
Fucking hate this guy.
I seem to remember you saying something about stringiness. What is this, Susan?
I wouldn't call this a main event, Susan.
Have you had shepherd's pie?
Awful. He was a prick. Anyway, and no, he wasn't. He was a little bit. And then the second mistake I meant is that I made was that you're only meant to use use Scotch bonnets. You're only meant to use a couple.
Oh no.
Someone's about to get their comeuppance. Yeah. I love it. Good on you, Susan. How many did you put in?
I don't think this is going to go well with the guy from Tunbridge Wells.
I have a nice big spoonful to begin with, Susan. Down the hatch, bomb the wire!
Ah. In for a penny, in for a pound!
For queen and country!
I'm laughing because you're not far off! Oh, what was I doing? You're only meant to use two, and I use seven.
Oh my god!
I use fucking seven, and my spice tolerance is high. But even I was sweating from my eyebrows. I was sweating from like creases in my neck. I was like, shit, under my tit. I was like, wow, this guy was pink. He was pink and red, and he was like, he fucking killed it. It was funny in retrospect.
Yeah. Maybe pink and red.
I was going to kill him. He was so pink.
Well, that's good. You can see what he's going to look like when he's 40, at least.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I love that meal when it's made by other people. Mm. Yeah, so those are my two mains.
That's great.
So can I have both of them?
That's the good.
Obviously, all I'm thinking about is how steam coming out of his ears.
Also, we've stumbled into a bit of a trap here.
Yeah.
Where Ed and I establish a running joke where you can do it infinite times.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is do a different phrase before he eats it each time, and it's going to make us laugh. Yeah. So I've got in for a penny, in for a pound, and for Queen and Country in my head. And if it wasn't for the fact we're on a time limit, that would have carried on for half an hour. That would have been half an hour.
I could so feel you were going to keep going with that.
Yeah, it would have been.
And, I would have loved it. But, yeah, Queen and Country.
But those are great. Those are great.
Thank you.
I think pasta course that made you cry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Followed by a main course that made him cry. It's great. Your dream side dish.
Okay, that was quite, really spicy, really flavourful. And so I thought, okay, what is kind of... Because, I am Nigerian in terms of my parents and culturally how I was brought up. I was brought up in Peckham where there was a lot of other Nigerian West African people. But I was trying to think, okay, what is like, no offence, the blandest, most British side dish that I can have? So I had another boyfriend. I've had a few.
Here we go. Next on the chopping block, step up.
I had another one. Now, this one, who I won't name, was a proper... He was a bitch. He was a... I did this. Like, I think of him and I just think, what the fuck was I doing? Like, everyone else, I'm like, good memories, some good times. Yeah. But this one, I'm like, could have done without that.
Yeah.
Like, scratch that fucking out. However... after a breakup, I tend to go, OK, what am I going to leave with? What's, like, one thing that I take with me?
Can I just check? Are you speaking as Susan now, or are you the character with dead husbands?
This is me. Yeah. I'm going to be her.
Yeah, I got it.
That's in about... it was about 5 fucking minutes. I'm going to be her. But, no, so he was a bitch. But he showed me this snack. So he was like... Why does that sound dirty?
There's been a lot of innuendos in this episode, and when you draw out a sentence like that, it's going to be dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
He showed me this.
He showed me a snack, and it was this. So we went out one night, we came in, and he was just like, "Oh, I want to show you like my favourite nighttime snack." I was like, "Babes, yeah, go on in."
By the way, may I say, oldest trick in the book.
So I'm just going to get some crackers. I was like, OK, all right, get the crackers out. So he got some crackers. What are you laughing? Crackers. And then he sliced some cheese, just cheddar, just boring cheddar.
Yeah.
And then he got ketchup. Yeah, that's why I'm not with him. And he put it on the cheese. I was like, literally, I was watching him going, fucking hell, like, am I going to have to... put a pillow over his head, or like, humanity, is it down to me? Is this the moment where I'm like, I must stop this continuing? And then he put the other cracker on it. I was like, fucking hell, I don't love anyone this much. I don't. And then I ate it. It was fucking sick. Absolutely amazing. It was gorgeous. So, crackers,
yeah.
Jacob's crackers, slice of cheddar, just a couple of slices, ketchup. Bosh, bish bosh, put it in your mouth. Gorgeous.
Right.
That'd be my side dish.
Your dream side dish?
Oh, I love this sound. You lot are amazing. You lot want to beat me up, and I love it.
Your dream side dish is crackers, cheddar, and ketchup.
Yeah.
That was shown to you by, and I quote, a proper bitch.
Yeah.
You said you didn't take anything from this relationship.
No, but that was the one thing I took.
The one thing.
That was the only thing I took.
I mean, it's awful, Susan.
Yes, it is awful.
And he likes cheese boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And he hates the... So, like, and I'm the last person who's now going to back you up on it because I hate cheese boards, so obviously I hate that.
Yeah, of course. No, but that's like, all right.
I mean, has he got a name? Did he give it a little night? He strikes me as the kind of person who would give it a little cheeky night.
I'll give it a name. It's a fucking Dairy Lunchable is what it is.
He was in his 50s as well. I know. Don't you think he's a bitch? Yeah.
Hang on.
What? Suddenly, I don't even give a shit about food anymore.
No.
You were going out with a guy in his 50s who was like, let me show you my favourite nighttime snack.
Now you get the pillow thing. I was like, geez.
Try that, Susan.
Try that. But you'll have to be quiet, otherwise you'll wake mother.
Again, Mama! You're not far off.
Have you brought a girl home? Go to bed, Mama.
You better not be up all night, Mary, making Dairy Lunchables.
Mother, please, I'm a man now. I sleep in the big bed.
Again, not long, you're not far off.
Wow.
You're not far off.
This guy.
I've suffered.
Wait till you see this, it's going to blow your mind. Ketchup.
My many years on this planet, Susan. Learned many a thing. You probably haven't encountered this before. I'll let you see how I make it, but don't tell anyone. It's a family secret.
Keep it under your hat, Susan.
A Jacob's cream cracker. The weakest cheddar imaginable. A suggestion of ketchup. And here's the twist, a second Jacob's cream cracker.
You must remember, we used to love this when we were children, because when I was born, we were still in the back end of rationing.
Oh, Christ.
Open your mouth.
Be quiet down there! Are you talking about the rationing again? I hope you haven't eaten all the crackers.
Mother, please.
You been in my nice cheese? Don't you be eating my nice cheese again. I'll come down there and give you hell. I'll box your ears.
Oh, my God. That made every second of that year with that guy worth it. Thank you so much. Fuck it, Al.
Okay, we should probably move on to the next boyfriend.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Right. No, this isn't boyfriend related.
Drink isn't boyfriend related. Mm-mm, okay.
Mm-mm. No. Well, as you know, I love a glass of Prosecco.
Yes.
I do. Thank you. I love you, little man. Are we going out tonight? Yeah, I love Prosecco, but that's not my drink of choice. My drink of choice is a Craig David.
Okay.
Now, again, I don't think you're using that phrase right. That is a UK garage singer.
There's a drink called a Craig... Who knows what a Craig David is? Go woo. It's a real drink. Right, so what
is... Was it the same guy who taught you that one?
No, this was me.
And this is my favourite late-night drink, Susan. You take Robinson's orange squash and you top it up with cold water.
Are you making Craig Davids down there? I'm trying to get your sleep.
Mama, I'm making a Craig David.
Craig David while you're making the mantle,
eh? If you're going to make out a Craig David, you make me one.
Took a foraging on Tuesday.
Fucking hell.
So the Craig David. Tell me, what's the flavour?
He did it. Amazing. Incredible. Best in the biz.
Thank you. Oh, God, you're good at this. Well done.
Best in the biz.
Bloody hell. Okay, so the fact that I enjoyed that immensely.
Yeah,
thank you.
That was great.
Thank you for having me. That's such a good time. So, a Craig David is a shot of tequila, and then you have a chaser of blasphemous. Pineapple juice. So you do gulp, chaser, done. That's Craig David. I don't know why it's... I know you're about to ask me. James. I don't know why it's called a Craig David, but someone told me on New Year's Eve, which is my birthday, they were like, do you want a drink? I was like, yes, please. And they're like, I'm going to get you a Craig David. And I was like, what is that? And they said, tequila. I love tequila. Pineapple juice, love it. They're like, down that, add that. And it was lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to know? I know you said you don't know why.
I don't know. I don't think there is a... Does anyone know? I don't think there is a definitive
reason. So I was expecting,
reason.
When you started lining up shots, I was like, there's going to be seven of them or something.
Yeah.
No. Yes. It was just one. That is a singular shot with pineapple juice. It's called a Craig David. So now what I've done, because I have decorum, is I've now sort of just changed it. So I'll just have, like, a single or a double, depending on what I'm going through, of tequila... And then I'll have orange juice with it in one glass. And that is what I call it. I'm not doing shots.
Yeah. You'll take it's a long Craig David.
Yes, I'm having a long... I'm having a stringy Craig David. That's what I'm having.
Benito, see if you can work out why a Craig David's called a Craig David and put it up on your little screen.
As in Google it, not work it out in your head and put,
put
your guess
well.
Up on the fucking thing.
I'd love that as well.
Yeah. Have you ever met Craig David, either of you?
No.
Not met
you?
Craig David. Mm. Have you met him?
No. I wish I had a story.
Yeah.
Really felt like you were setting us up for an anecdote there, because that's a pretty bold play if you don't have one ready to go.
Yeah.
I thought we'll work in the entertainment industry.
No, I've never met him.
We've got some information from Benita.
Apparently he likes it.
That's all I've got, is what Benita says.
Yeah, that's all I've got. Apparently he likes it. David likes tequila and pineapple juice.
So he didn't invent... Well, maybe he went into a bar once and ordered it, and then someone said, we're going to call that the Craig David, and then that spread.
It's like that's what people say about espresso martinis and Kate Moss. What does she say?
She asked, give me something to wake me up and fuck me up, something like that. Yeah, and they invented the espresso
martini.
Imagine
going to a bar and be like, give me something, I'm gonna wake me up and fuck me up. Be like, get the fuck out of here. Hey, bartender, give me something that's going to wake me up and fuck me up. How dare you? Get out.
That'd be the end of my career.
Yeah.
That would spread like wildfire.
Yeah, yeah. He came in, he said, I want something to wake me up and fuck me up.
Yeah, yeah.
We barred him and kicked him out. And everyone thinks he's a really, really soft boy. If someone named a drink, a cocktail, after you, Susan McComa, what would it be?
Good question.
That's a good question, right?
Yeah.
It'll be like, it'll probably be like, already someone's having a giggle. It'll be something like shagging Susie or something. Or shag a Susie.
Susan, I said if someone named it Susan McClain. Yeah.
What would the drink be?
I'd say. You know how the Craig David cocktail is called Craig David? So if someone said, I want a Susan McComa, what would they call not shagging Susie?
Probably. Thanks for the question, James. I fully understood it and listened. Probably a shagging Susie.
Oh, God. No, the thing is, you're all laughing, but I have to be me. I am out of this. I have to walk around like this. Fuck. What would it be?
What would be in it?
Yeah, because I mean, I guess the Craig David one is just because he likes it.
Yeah.
So is there something that you've like that isn't a traditional cocktail, but that you would go in and order that someone should call the Susan McComa?
Susan McComa. Well, I like. I worked in New York for a bit. I did a couple of plays, and what I love about New York is like they've got that real culture of like you just go to a bar, you sit by the bar, you order your drink. You don't have to, like, go out in a big group or for it to, like, be a thing. It's just those people sitting at the bar having a drink and then they go home, and I love that. And that's when I started getting really into, like, whiskey and bourbons and, like, pretending that I'm really cool. So it would probably be, like, monkey shoulder with a... Fuck it, put some pineapple juice in there.
So you would also do the pineapple juice?
Yeah, I would do. Genuinely love pineapple juice.
I like that.
Yeah.
And it's really good for... They know.
I don't. Explain it to me.
You do, Ed, because on the first night of the tour, which was 4 nights ago, we had this conversation with Jamelia.
Jamelia knows.
Jamelia knows.
Jamelia bought a pineapple juice, making your cum taste good.
Does it?
Well, we were all like... Ed and I and Jamelia.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
We didn't know if that was just a myth.
I think it's... I mean...
But you... And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but have volunteered yourself that it is true.
Yeah, it's true.
Cool.
It's true.
Benito's just put on the screen, don't make me Google this.
Yeah, just because he doesn't want the tech team to see it just drop down and already pre-searched. Yeah. As soon as he puts...
But with loads of different juices.
Yeah, just the letter D drops down, does pineapple juice make your cum taste like pineapple?
Yeah. Does peachy tips make your cum taste like peachy tips?
From the Great Benito. That's how he Googles. He writes from the Great Benito every time when he Googles it. We arrive at your dream dessert.
Okay.
Susan, it's been a great meal so far.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's going to be no cheese board here because you've already had...
Well, we've already had the finest cheese available for now.
So I think I can relax.
You can relax. There's not going to be any cheese.
Thank you.
OK, so you have an option, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. You're going to choose.
Wow. This is like the Joker.
So There's two options. There's one that's quite basic, but I think that everyone will be like, yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Or there's one that's that's pretty odd. Which one would you like?
The odd one, right?
Definitely the odd one.
The odd one.
We want the odd one, right?
Well.
Let's have a cheer. A cheer.
Odd.
Cheer for the basic one. Cheer for the odd one.
Odd one it is.
You're not sure? All right, that's
they
okay.
They want you to do both, but it depends which one we're going to hear first.
The lady who walked out and came back wants to hear both.
Oh, you've got opinions. This one had a breather.
She had a coat on, she was halfway out the door and she just heard odd dessert. She was like, I've got to get back in there.
So there's a story behind this. Can I tell you the story?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Someone down there said yes as well.
Yeah, they really did.
They really...
Thank you.
Yes, you may tell us the story.
So I can't say the locations of these places. So...
So you were near the Colosseum.
So I was near a McDonald's, which is near my family home, and I was I must have been about 18, and I was with my little sister, and we had ordered two McFlurries, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like the one with crunchy balls.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
And so we were enjoying them. And then this guy came up to us and he was like, what? No, this is true. So there was this guy came up to us and he was like, also, I have to preface this. I've got a very round face. And my mum said to me...
What the fuck is this story?
I don't know. I'm really worried about this story.
All these details are red flags. Whatever's about to happen.
No.
Is this going to be the first time you met the guy in his 50s?
Oh, McFlurry, huh? I have a favourite midnight snack.
No, I've got a very round face. And my mum warned me when I was little. She was like, you have a very round face, so you have to be careful. And I was like, why? Wait. Don't worry, don't panic. It's OK, don't worry. She's like, you have a very round face. And I was like, yeah, mum, that came from you. And she was like, no, it just means that people will think you're friendly. They'll think you're friendly and they'll come to talk to you. So you have to be prepared for strangers to come and talk to you. And she's right. I look friendlier than I am.
Yeah.
It's my problem. I'm basically friendly, but not any more friendly than basically everyone here. But I have this face and everyone's like, and I'm like, fuck off. So we were having our McFlurry and this guy came and I was like, oh, it's the round face again. And he was like, yeah, like, I'm from South East London, I'm not being a dick. He was like, yeah, so like, do you know what's really good with like a McFlurry? Why are you laughing, James?
I love this character, it's funny. You're trying to be cool and say, do you know what's really good with a McFlurry? It's like any other voice, that's not cool.
Yeah.
If I went up to someone and went, do you know what's really good with a McFlurry at night? They'd go, fuck off.
No, they wouldn't. That would be their dream aim, a James Acaster story.
Yeah, that's
your catchphrase.
Sure, now. Not back in the day when no one knew who I was and cared if I'd get beaten up.
Fucking hell. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. They all rubber rulers out the back pocket. I'm dead.
Not a lot of people talk to James and Kettering, though, because he's got a very long face.
Up. That will put people off.
Yeah. Cheer up, mate. Might never happen.
Apparently it does. If you've got... It's all about... Anyway, so I've got a round face. This guy comes over and he's like, do you know what goes really well with, like, my flurry? Why? You look stressed.
It's funny, but it is stressful as well.
All right, OK.
But the whole thing is... I don't know where it's headed. Okay. I can't imagine it.
Stick with me. So he's like, do you know what goes...
Let's just say we know that bit now.
Yeah, no.
Because also, every time you start the story again, you've reiterated that you've got a round face. So, yeah, where was I? Okay. I've got a round face.
Keep
the round face in your head, even though you can see it.
Oh,
it's the full impression of the guy.
again, I have to be me. Like, this is my problem. So
I like the impression of the guy, though. Do keep the
impression
of the guy.
I'm going to do it one more time.
That's great. Okay.
So he went... Do you know what goes really well with, like, a McFlurry? And me and my sister were like, what? And he went, this. And he pulled... Now I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what his hit rate is on this chatter blind.
Oh, God, yeah, now fucking I can hell. See why you're both really stressed.
Yeah, you and the way where you choose to leave pauses in stories is wild.
I'm that kind of person who, if I'm leaving, like, a long voice note for my mates, I'll stop it at cliffhangers.
Wow.
To, like, go on to the next one, so I'll be, and then, next one.
He said this, and then pulled out, send.
I do that. And my friends will be like, oh, my God, you're such a good storyteller. But I can see how that's annoying. So I'm going to get to it.
Oh,
so
we're not annoyed. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
So he pulled out a large portion of chips. He dipped it in and then went, you're welcome. And walked away.
Okay, so...
So
can I just clarify some details?
Get in there.
Where did he pull the chips out from?
He had like a bat, you know, like you just bought
He had a bat.
Got it out and went boof.
Boof. So he stuffed some of his own chips in the
into
McFlurry.
Into our McFlurries and went...
And left them there.
And went, you're welcome.
And walked away.
Yeah. Then we looked at each
other... he might be my hero. I think that's incredible.
So me and my little sister, we looked at each other and it was like a Thelma and Louise moment. It was like, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? Let's do it. And we got the chips, which is all dipped in McFlurry.
Yeah.
We ate it and it was the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. Yeah. So that would be my dessert.
That's great. I like that.
Amazing.
I like it. It is great. Chip shop chips.
No, McDonald's.
It has to be McDonald's chips.
Yeah, McDonald's chips.
They laced that with, like, crack and sugar.
Yeah, it's great.
They're not normal and they're not good for you, but, like, together it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
That would be my dessert.
That's brilliant. And what?
Do you want the guy to serve them to you in the dream restaurant?
Do you want him to come up?
Someone else brings the McFlurry and then he just walks in with his bag.
Yeah. It has to be like that and it just goes, boom, you're welcome. Me there, my visor, my feather boa, my rings. Thank you.
I'm going to read your dream menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Thank you.
You would like sparkling water with a slice of lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You would like warm, soft and bread with creamy, almost melted butter. Yeah. Sorry, I'm stifling a burp.
Do you want to let it out?
No.
You're going to suffer.
Starter, unlimited rock oysters with lots of Tabasco, a bit of vinegar and a wedge of lemon. Pasta, truffle pasta from Paoli in Florence. Main course, okra soup. Side dish, Jacob's crackers with sliced cheddar and ketchup, made by the 50-year-old man who lives with his mother. Drink, a Craig David and dessert, a McFlurry with McDonald's chips.
Yeah!
The off-menu menu of Susan Wacoma.
Susan Wacoma.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming. Cheers, guys. You've been absolutely amazing. Good night. Thank you. There we are. A great episode with Susan.
Thank you, Susan. And afterwards in the bar.
Yes.
Us and Susan and the crew went for a drink.
Yeah.
And I sneakily went to the bar and I ordered everyone a Craig David.
You ordered everyone a Craig David, exactly. Big, quite big shots and big glasses of pineapple
juice. Yeah, I didn't expect it to be as big as it was.
Yeah, what I didn't expect was you to bring all those shots back, do your shot and then immediately go to bed.
Yeah, I was tired. First of all, I didn't want to stay up.
And now it's time for us to go to bed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Sleep well.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.